Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic, as usual, is based on my current A Dad's Point of View column. This one is called I Want It Now. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. I am happy to say we have all of our regular guests today. Wayne Levine will bring his unique point of view to the men's room. Pastor Drew Sams is back from his honeymoon vacation. 5 years. Congratulations, Pastor Drew. And he'll be joining us for Teen Wrap. And Jim Scheinberg will be with us for Family Financial Matters in studio, I might add. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And if you haven't already, please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We are nearing 4,000 dads and moms from all over the world. Let's get to 5,000 by the year's end. My book, A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, is on Amazon. It's on BarnesandNoble.com, the book, the Nook, or the Kindle. Say that backwards and see how that sounds. And other e-reader versions are coming shortly. And, of course, you can find it on my website at BruceSalen.com, where there's a special website-only deal that includes the companion poster to the book. It's the best deal out there. I was in New York last week attending a conference, a Twitter conference. It's called the 140 Conf. 140, of course, stands for the number of characters allowed in a tweet. And it was a really incredible, intense, vital, did I say intense, 4.5 days. Partly because I brought my 14-year-old son as a middle school graduation present of sorts. It was a last-minute invitation that I was given to speak and a last-minute idea to bring him. And I learned so much. I learned about the fact that getting out from behind your desk, behind your microphone, and interacting with people one-on-one is still the best way to meet people, the best way to connect. And I met incredible people. I connected with the dad blogger of them all, a wonderful guy named Adam Cohn, who goes by the handle of Dada Rocks, D-A-D-A, Rocks. And he took me out for a night on the town with my son, and that was quite a thrill. I met the infamous Jessica Northey at Jessica Northey. I might have spelled that wrong, but if you put up anything like that, you will find her. She has over 100,000 followers, and I have never met someone with the energy that she has. I met so many other people. This conference is put on by Jeff Pulver, and he has them now around the world. And there were, I don't know, over 150 speakers, incredible people like the guy who created Craigslist, Ann Curry from the Today Show, so many others. And I had an opportunity to talk about dads being parents too, which was my topic. And I also had an opportunity to demonstrate, in I think a very interesting and fun way, how the internet has changed our lives. I said I would give away a copy of my book to the first person who could answer a question. Now, at these kind of conferences, people actually don't look at you. They all are looking at their computers or their iPads or their screens. So there were 300-400 people in the audience in this beautiful old YMCA building that we had the conference in, and you don't actually make much eye contact. Yet, they are interacting with you virtually. During my 10-minute chat, and they're all 10 minutes, there were over, I think, about 100 tweets about what I was saying. People quoting me, people making jokes. But mostly it was really supportive. And I looked at those tweets afterwards and I was fascinated. So they're actually hearing me, and it was a quintessential example of multitasking. And as a parent, that is what our kids do, and we need to understand it. But anyway, back to the point, because I am rambling. I like to ramble. I decided to give away a copy of the book. So I said, we are going to demonstrate the power and speed of the internet right now. Here's my question. The first person to answer it correctly wins the book. And I held up a copy of the book. All of this was on video. It's all live streamed. And in fact, you can find the whole thing on my website in the blog section. It's called Speaking at the New York Conference or something to that effect. Anyway, the question was, in what year? This was, by the way, the Thursday before Father's Day. In what year was Father's Day proclaimed a national holiday? Well, I had gotten that information from Wikipedia. And in fact, it had been declared a national holiday not until 1972 by Richard Nixon. As I finished saying the question, within a second of saying holiday, there was a shout from the audience, 1972. That's how fast And I invited the winner up on stage. We shook hands. He was beaming, excited. Everybody tweeted about it. One guy shouted out, I thought it was 1966. Well, he had looked on another source. And in fact, Lyndon Johnson had started the process in 1966, but it wasn't official till 1972. And I was able to tell him that. And he just smiled at me with, you got me. And it was, again, a demonstration of the power of the internet. But back to today's subject, which is about patience or impatience, of which I have both, mostly the latter. And as a parent, we deal with our kids' impatience, and that impatience relates extremely to what I was just talking about. If you can get instant information, if you can communicate with people instantly, why do you have to wait? So a professor friend of mine, Professor David Weber, who collaborates with me on a series of articles called The Evolution of Technology, he responded to this fact, an idea of impatience, by telling me his students, if they don't get an immediate response from an email, not immediate like seconds, but within a couple, 3 hours, or their grades or results of a particular test are not posted within the day, he will get bad reviews, faculty reviews at the end of a semester. These kids have a sense of entitlement that is just unprecedented. Now, when I was a kid, my birthday excursion each year was a trip to Disneyland. This was back in the day when Disneyland was not only fun, but it wasn't overly crowded. It was also when they sold tickets that were labeled A through E, with the E ticket being the better rides, like the Matterhorn. The expression e-ticket ride came directly from those early Disneyland tickets. And if you go to my website and find I Want It Now, you'll see some great images of what those tickets look like for those of you under 35 or 40 that probably never even heard of them or saw them, plus a couple great images of Disneyland back in that day. I won't say exactly when, but it's a long time ago. Disneyland and all the amusement parks switched to a single admission entrance fee later, and we believe it was due to Magic Mountain that they started the single admission entrance fee change to be competitive in Southern California with Disneyland. And, of course, at that time, there was no other Disney park. I couldn't sleep the night before we went to Disneyland. I was too excited. The drive to Anaheim from our house was a good hour long, though it felt like an eternity due to my eagerness as a 10, 11, 12-year-old. Often I brought a friend or two because we'd be eagerly discussing which ride are we going to go on first. My dad was always the driver, and he was heroically patient with my nonstops, are we there yet? When we arrived at Disneyland, my excitement and adrenaline was at full throttle, and I couldn't wait to race to our first choice of ride. As far as I was concerned, in that heightened state, my mom and dad were moving like snails. By the time we finally went through the turnstiles, if it were okay with my parents, I would run to the first ride with my friends. No, this is absolutely how I was. And a lot of people that know me now say, you haven't changed at all, especially my wife. I couldn't wait another minute. Walking was out of the question. I wanted it now. Now that I'm a few decades older, most everyone that knows me knows I'm not that much different from that eager beaver kid. I still remember running to the Tiki Tiki Room, the Autorama, the Matterhorn. Not all those rides even exist anymore. When we'd get to the front of the line of that first ride, we'd run to the sled, the seat, the car, and we'd quickly strap in. This was heaven for this kid. I've learned to moderate my impatience. Writing my book and waiting for its publication was actually a relatively quick process, but I was bugging my team regularly with more, are we there yet? I know that my eagerness and my impatience has helped me in many circumstances and also many times made those that work or live with me quite weary. The concept of delayed gratification has been one that I've tried to teach my own sons while at the same time trying to moderate my own hyper-impatience. Things like communication in so many forms these days don't require any waiting. Email, texting, chatting, Twitter, everything on the internet is instant. My producer, Richard, is giving me the finger again. It's time for a break. I have so much more I want to say on this. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we'll be right back.